Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Rockets Jazz.
What?
The setup for their second round playoff loss to the Warriors. Nice job finishing fourth, guys.
Yeah, ironically, the Nuggets and the Blazers do the opposite of choking away a big lead. And it's almost like they tried to let the Rockets not be the two seed. I mean, they were trying to help them.
We'll see how it plays out. But I think they'll beat Utah and then they're done. I don't see them beating the Warriors.
I think the Utah series is going to be tough.
Yeah, I think it's not going to be.
That's not an easy road trip.
No, but they'll win a game up there. I think they win it in six.
Okay.
And then after that, unless you have some deaths on the Warriors between now and then, not liking your chances. A follow-up from yesterday, your buddy Anthony Davis.
Uh-huh.
Did you see his excuse for the shirt?
He has no control over what he wears.
Yeah, he doesn't dress himself. Okay, grown-ass man, somebody lays clothes out for you. You see that, you might say, hey, get something else.
No, he's a robot.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show. You know the number for that. Miss the first 2 hours. That's some of what you missed. It's all available on podcastarena.com. You can also check us out on the Twitch channel brought to you by Twin Peaks.
I want to address something. We talked to Tommy Davidson at 5:30. I guess he called back and wanted to talk, but I was on the air. All I was saying was that we didn't have a great connection, and I had a hard time knowing my cue to ask another question. So I'm not mad at Tommy. I'm a fan of his, so I wanted to have him on the show. I felt like I didn't do a great job on the interview, but I don't know if he's upset about it, but, there's no hard feelings on my end.
The connection was really bad.
If somebody can get that to him, but go see him at improvhouston.com this weekend. I don't know if he took something wrong, but I'm a big fan of Tommy. So, he called Juggalo Trey and wanted to talk to me, but I'm on the air. So I can't really talk right now, but that's all it was. I didn't feel like I could hear him very well, and it was
hard to tell when he was done and when he wasn't because of the connection.
I always prefer to have guests in studio when possible, but it wasn't possible. So it's all good.
Well, we'll try it again another time.
Yeah.
713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, I think I may know where my next wife is coming from.
I thought you already said Japan.
No, not necessarily.
Oh, okay.
Women in this country outnumber men when it comes to gambling problems.
Is that lottery? Does that count? And bingo?
No. This is the majority of people with a gambling addiction in this country are all women. Of the 45,000 people who have enough of a gambling problem for it to be considered an addiction, almost two-thirds of them, 64%, are female. That is more than tripled since 2015, when females made up just 18% of the country's gambling addicts. It is also the first time this type of has had more female than male gambling addicts, according to casino.org. And apparently, and I'll say this, the women in this country are pretty hot. Sweden.
Nice.
So maybe I just need a Swedish gambling addict for my next
ex-wife. Maybe so.
Good
for you, man.
Yeah. But apparently they say we have to consider the fact the gambling market is very different now, mainly with the high proportion of gambling happening online. Women who do seek treatment are more likely to report online casino gambling than men do. Now, this may just be because women are better at admitting they have a problem than we are.
That's true.
And guys are not going to admit they have a gambling problem, right?
No.
Survey also found that while the overall number of gamblers decreased since 2015, the number of problem gamblers rose by 50%. So, at least they're willing to admit it.
Well, Sweden it is. Get you some, Freddie.
Listener Steven says, been on the way home for an hour and still 10 minutes from work. Deer Park to Atascocita.
That sucks.
So,
but I'm not surprised.
Yeah, and somebody says, those are the ones that admit they have an addiction.
Right.
And
who admits to that?
Somebody says,
you don't even admit to that, do you? I don't.
No, but I don't know that I have an addiction. I
feel like if you like to say I've got a gambling problem means like you've had to, you know, like pull out a mortgage on your home, or you've missed a bill that you couldn't pay because you lost money gambling.
No, that hasn't happened.
Yeah, so it's all good. I feel like I've got a habit, but not a nothing that's out of control.
But you're always aware of it though too. You have to be, because I mean, listen, there's a disease to this. And I've talked about this. Some of the best gamblers I've ever known were also...
they've got the sickness.
They got that sickness. And that's what makes them great.
Yeah.
And it also gets them in trouble. And so I'm
Stu Unger.
Yeah. Stu Unger's a great example. And I think I told you about Golden Boy, who I used to play poker with. The guy would go months without a losing session. And then he'd sit down and we'd be at the racetrack and he's clicking off all these college basketball bets. And he'd wind up betting 15 games and losing every dime he'd made at the poker table the night before.
That happens.
Or losing it on the horses. And then he'd go back and make more money. And it's just, you know, so yeah, you always have to be worried about that. You always should. And there have been times when I thought, you know what, I need to stop here because I'm getting on the verge of this. And I'm really careful about it. So 713-780-ESPN. They should take bets on whether or not they make it through rehab.
Yeah, that's a good call.
That's a great call. That's a great call.
The answer is usually no.
Yeah, but that's...
people are like, oh, yeah, I'm good. I'm fixed. If you don't finish the rehab, you're probably not fixed.
Yeah.
If you're like, oh, I withdrew early because I was fixed. That's like people who say they graduate from therapy. Usually it's an ongoing thing. Lamont says, maybe it's something behind the scenes, but I actually enjoyed the Tommy Davidson interview. It's a comedian trying to talk sports. Big whoop. I just felt like I didn't do a good job of reading cues as to when I was supposed to talk and when I wasn't. A lot of it was because of the connection.
Right. So. It was just hard to tell when he was done and when he wasn't. And then you wind up talking over each other and that.
Yeah.
And that just never comes off good. But that's not anybody's fault. So did you see, did we talk about Craig Carton in his interview?
No.
He said, maybe I need to go to prison for a short period of time. Maybe I need that punishment to do the right thing going forward. He came out and said, at one point the dude was making $2.5 million in New York, which is, you know, good money, not silly money. But in 1 year, he apparently bet $1 billion on blackjack.
Whoa.
According to the
interview. Billion?
A billion with a B.
On blackjack?
Yeah.
How?
I have no idea, but now he obviously won some to keep running that money, but.
I mean, what was he making at his peak?
2.5. But then he was defrauding people out of a bunch more. So
yeah. Oh, man. How long is he going to prison for?
I'm not sure. I think it's 18 months.
Boy. That's, eesh. That's a lot of money to be betting.
There are moments where you go, what the heck are you doing?
3.5 years.
Three and a half years. Okay. Yeah. So he would sometimes fly a helicopter. Well, not fly the helicopter, but go via helicopter after midnight, just hours before his 6 a.m. radio show. He says there's moments where you go, what the heck are you doing? But the addiction is stronger than rational thought. He said his average bet was $10,000 to $15,000 a hand.
Damn.
And, yeah.
Some of the other things from that interview. Maybe I need to go to prison for a short period of time. Maybe I need that punishment and the humility of it for me to have really gotten my act together. He apparently also thinks that his time in prison will help boost his return to radio once he's finished serving his sentence. Do you guys typically hire convicted felons who bamboozled money out of investors and listeners? That's usually like a
no. That's not.
I mean, I don't. You know, I don't work at WFAN, but if I were hiring an on-air talent, That would probably be in the cons, no pun intended, but like when I make a pros and cons list, that would be in my cons list of hiring him.
Yeah.
The fact that he's a convicted felon.
That would be a pretty big one. But he says he seems to think he can still work in sports talk radio, although he says he doesn't think he could genuinely do live read endorsements for sports books and casinos. I wouldn't think so, no.
You might want to stop that.
Yeah, I said that's part of what it is. I'm not opposed to legalized gambling. I just can't handle it. I can't gamble responsibly.
It's funny how he changed his tune, because until he got convicted, everything was a lie and he was not guilty. And
the truth will come out. And then it did.
And yeah, it did.
And then
that's my favorite thing, when people say the truth's going to come out, but then the truth is like, it's the truth that we've heard all along, and now it's come out from you. So now you're like, yeah, I told you the truth would come out.
So what if he never got caught? He said, I'd be gambling, hosting a morning show, and doing commercials for sports betting. I think getting arrested saved my life.
Okay.
He said
your life sucks so bad making that $2.5 million to do the morning show.
He said he's cried more in the last 19 months than he had in his life previously.
Oh, wait till you catch that pipe in prison,
ooh,
bro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait till your bottom bunk, brother.
All you got to do is find one guy you ripped off, or one guy who, you know, thinks the Giants suck and you say the wrong thing to him. Oh, boy.
He agreed that he could have eventually been killed for failing to repay debt, saying there was likely a higher than lower chance that would have happened. I think there certainly would have come a point where I borrowed money from the wrong person. So. But interesting stuff, but it's also kind of like, really, this is your new excuse is... I have a gambling problem.
Yeah, well, of course, Fred. What's he supposed to say? Yeah, I was just stealing from you guys.
Robert says, watching your friend knowingly gamble away his rent money at the roulette table is when you know true addiction. I've had to stop friends from betting before. And, you know, I don't like that, because I don't like telling people what they can do. But
especially when it comes to money. You don't want to tell people how to use their money.
And I would say one of the worst things, I was doing a seminar at Sam Houston when I first was started out there, like 94. And a guy comes up to me and says, I need your best play. I've got $10 left and I need to buy my daughter dinner. And I'm like, well, you take that $10 to McDonald's and don't make a bet and get the hell out of here. And he's like, no, I got to do it. No, you don't. Get out of here.
And you couldn't give him a $5 bet and let him buy her a Happy Meal?
No, I wasn't going to do it. I mean, that kind of stuff.
$5 winner, Fred, come on.
Another friend who would cash tickets, he was a 10%er, basically you'd give him 10% and he'd cash an IRS ticket. And if you weren't careful, he'd go up there and bet $1,000 of your money in a heartbeat if you weren't standing right over his shoulder, just because he couldn't help himself. And, I mean, I've seen some bad stuff, and that's why I really tell people, if you're not betting, don't start. I've always told people that.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I want to talk some boxing on the other side of this. I know we've had some boxing already today, but it's an interview with Bob Arum that is very interesting. And I think that times are changing as far as pay-per-views go. We know that. We talked about DAZN earlier, but I think the pay-per-view model as we know it may be going away altogether. So we'll talk about that on the other side. Coming up Saturday, April 27th, 2 to 5 p.m., the Kima Boardwalk and 24 Breweries invite you to spend a day sampling over 72 of the finest craft beers. How about Stone, Spindletap, Sierra Nevada, St. Arnold, Real Ale, Oasis, Carbach, Cigar City, Copperhead, Buffalo Bayou, Bells, 11 Below, 8th Wonder, and many, many, many more. Tickets are on sale now. You can buy them in advance for $44.95 a person, $39.95 if you're a Landry Select Club member or you have a military ID. And it'll be $49.95 day of the event, so it pays to get in early. Your admission includes beer samples, giveaways from beer vendors, and food samples. There's going to be live music going all day. You can purchase your tickets online right now at KemaBeerFest.com, or if you're out at the Kema Boardwalk, all those ticket booths that you see around there, you can get tickets there as well. All guests must present a valid ID at the time of purchase. And, of course, you got to be 21 years of age to attend. KemaBeerFest.com for tickets. That's Saturday, April 27th from 2 to 5 p.m. The Kema Craft Beer Fest. KemaBeerFest.com.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Somebody asked, have you seen that movie, Owning Mahoney, with Philip Seymour Hoffman? I have. It's exactly what we're talking about with guys that get carried away with gambling. Although, Andy Beyer, who was considered one of the pioneers in horse racing, said that you don't have a gambling problem, you have a losing problem.
It's true.
And
nobody thinks it's a gambling problem when they're winning.
Right,
for sure.
Right. And I mean, while there's something to that, it's also, you know, I've seen people who are just sick with it. So 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. Did you see, I had a couple of TV things for you, unless you got something you want to get here.
Well, I wanted to get to this this boxing thing.
Okay.
Because Bob Arum sat down with the LA Times. And if you don't know, tomorrow night, Vasily Lomachenko is fighting. Lomachenko, one of my favorite fighters, one of the best fighters in the world, in my opinion. And he says that he struck a few deals to complement the aggressive boxing coverage on ESPN and its streaming arm, ESPN Plus. He talks about that he's got more flexibility than he used to have as far as pay-per-views and things like that. Because of what the UFC's done. And his quote was, "The cable and satellite people are now scared after the UFC has taken its pay-per-view to ESPN Plus," which, by the way, Saturday night, the first UFC pay-per-view on ESPN Plus, exclusively on ESPN Plus. "That deprives them of 10 to 12 pay-per-views a year and hit them right in the bottom line. So we threaten to do the same, reminding them that their way of doing business and just collecting a percentage is no longer sustainable. And future pay-per-view business is at stake for DirecTV, Dish Network, and the cable operators. If they don't perform for us, forget them. We have new massive leverage, so now they'll be hammering customers with ads of the fights. Our promotional program is sensational, and it's going to go viral." And he's promoting Crawford, obviously, and Crawford's fighting Amir Khan next. And once Crawford beats Khan, that he's going to push to make a Crawford Errol Spence fight. So that's exciting news as well. But he's right that the cable companies now, they realize, oh boy, like we can't just say you're going to pay this $65 and we're going to take 15 of it and that's all we do. The leverage is back with the promoters now because of what the UFC's done. And I actually kind of thought maybe it would have gone that way when WWE took their stuff off of, I guess you can still buy it on pay-per-view, or I don't know if you can. I know that back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know if I remember seeing it on DirecTV. I'm sure somebody could tell me.
I think the way they do it now is you have to be a member of their website. And or whatever their app is or whatever. But if you pay your monthly subscription, you basically get the pay-per-views included with that. So I would have thought that would have put some pressure on these companies, but apparently that wasn't enough, or at least it wasn't enough for boxing to figure out that they had some leverage again. But the UFC moving to ESPN Plus has definitely opened things up for boxing now. And Bob Arum also says he's targeting a Tyson Fury Deontay Wilder rematch for early 2020. He said that's going to do more than 2 million pay-per-views.
It's interesting.
But I think he thinks every fight's going to do 2 million.
Yeah, but let's not throw DAZN out of this because that thing is really taking off. And you know, when you got guys like Canelo and Triple G, you've got some legitimate fighters there. So between ESPN Plus and that, that's pretty good for them.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. All right. 713-780-ESPN is your number. So I have a couple of news and notes for you on TV. I don't know if you've gotten on Barry yet on HBO.
No.
It's a good show. It's been renewed for season 3. I think they're... Frick. Bruins scored.
Uh-oh.
William Nylander in the penalty box because he's a dickweed. All right, so 1-0 Bruins. So that's going to be renewed for season three. And I think it's two episodes in this year. It's a fun show. It's only 30 minutes, too, which I like, and it's pretty funny. And Preacher, season four will be the last one, which it's probably good because...
I'll be honest. I got out of Preacher after season one because the finale was so stupid that I was just like, huh? I recorded season two, and then I never watched it. And
it was... Season two was eh. Season three was...
The concept was good, and then it was just...
Yeah, I would say season three greater than season two, but they also stay on storylines too long. I'll watch the last one, but I've been disappointed in it. It's one that I kept watching because there wasn't anything else on right at the time. But there's so much coming up. And we were talking about this earlier because you got Bosch dropping on April 19th, season five of that. Of course, Game of Thrones we've already talked about, but Lucifer's coming back. So, man, I think that drops on the 5th of May. Don't we get Stranger Things 3 here pretty soon, too?
I think so.
Yeah, so there's just a lot of stuff that's about to happen. And, you know, obviously Thrones being the big one. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. And, guys, if you want to get in on some baseball fantasy action, but you want to do it the right way, or a different way, certainly. That's what they do with draft. Daily fantasy baseball, but it's not like the other guys where you put a team together and you pay money and somebody could wind up with the same team as you. That's not what happens on draft. Draft is special. They basically, you have a live snake draft, just like you do in your season-long league. The draft lasts for one night, and once you're done drafting, that's it. No trades, no waiver wire. Best part is the team you draft, that's your team. And there's no duplications because it's a draft. And you can play for cold, hard cash and get paid out the next day. And drafts start as low as a dollar. So whatever your bankroll, there's something for everybody. And I've been playing all – I've been heavy on Astros this week, and it's been paying off for me. And you can do that. I'm in a season-long league. The daily stuff is so much fun. Jump on in. Join me on Draft today. Just search Draft in your app store or play right from your computer on draft.com. And for a limited time only, all the Blitzers will get a free entry into a real money baseball draft when you make your first deposit. But you have to use my promo code FRED. That's right. Play a real money game for free just using my promo code FRED when you make your first deposit. Search Draft in your app store. Go to draft.com. Enter promo code FRED.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Some breaking news. Armani Brooks, University of Houston. After meeting with my family and coaches, I've decided to enter the 2019 NBA draft. I want to know what I need to get better at and where I stand in playing professionally.
Not hiring an agent.
Throughout the draft process, I will maintain my NCAA eligibility.
Okay. I'm all right with this.
Yeah. I mean, find out where you are and, you know, but I hope he comes back. He's a 40% career three-point shooter.
Yeah. If they're going to be good again next year, he's a key guy.
It'd be nice to have him. Yep. That's for sure.
There were times this season where he looked like he was the best player on the team.
Yeah.
Early in the season.
Well, that was one thing about them. It kind of, depending on what time of year it was, like early on, Galen Robinson was the best player on the team. And then Corey Davis became that player at the end. But Brooks was, against Kentucky, Brooks was their best player. Got him back in the game. And I hope he comes back. But you know what? If he can make a career out of it, somebody's going to pay him some money, so be it.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you're there for.
Listen, I think Armani Brooks knows he's not a first-round pick. If he doesn't know that, he should know that. He's not a first-round pick. I'm not saying he can't ever be. I mean, maybe he's using this as an opportunity to figure out what he's got to work on.
Well, and that's what he says, so maybe that's what it is. And they'll talk to him and tell him, and maybe he works on that.
And maybe it's just he wants to go through the process and see if he feels like he's ready. I always, if you are a second round pick, you're projected a second round pick, go back to school because it can only get better. You know, maybe you end up a first round pick. If you're projected as a second round pick, that means you're not even guaranteed to be drafted. You know, if you're projected as a lottery pick, you're getting drafted in the first round almost always. If you're projected as a late first round guy, be careful because that might mean you're a second round guy. And if you're projected as a second round, be careful. That means you might be playing in Turkey next year. So,
well, there's a lot of money to be made, though, in China and Turkey and Russia and all over the world.
But
some
of these guys, that's not what some of these guys, their dream is to play in the NBA. They think that's what they're going to do. And it's not always the case. I don't have the mock drafts in front of me. Off the top of my head, I can't think of a single senior who's going to be drafted in the first round this year. So most of the guys who are going in the first round or they're leaving early.
Yeah.
But I mean, if there's nowhere to go but up, why not take the chance? You know, and Armani Brooks, like I said, I don't think anybody's looking at him as a first round draft pick right now.
No, but if he goes to the, you know, their equivalent of the combine and he's impressive and all of a sudden teams start saying, you know what, we might look at you at the bottom of the first round, then he may think about it. So
maybe so.
We'll see.
Let me see what the mocks look like right now. I saw today that Cam Reddish declared, which you talk about a guy who's lost a lot of stock. I mean, he's still going to be, you know, the top 10, but there were people who thought he would be when they thought that the three Duke guys would go 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, that when the season started.
That ain't happening. Jackson Hayes declared from Texas, the freshman center.
Today.
Yeah, I'm looking through this list.
That's a guy who wasn't that highly regarded when he got to Texas and built his stock up in 1 year.
I don't see a single.
So on SI.com, the first senior I see is number 20 going to the Spurs, Cam Johnson out of North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, Cam Johnson could be. He could be a first rounder.
And then the Bucks at 30 taking Matisse Thybul.
Okay. I doubt that. Yeah, I doubt he's a first rounder, but I've been wrong before. Yeah. I mean, it's a risk for sure. So NBADraft.net currently has 0 projected seniors in the first round. They have Dylan Windler from Belmont and Cam Johnson from North Carolina as the first two picks of the second round.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Admiral Schofield, second round. Eric Paschal, second round.
Taco Fall, second round.
Yep. So
barely second round, but second round.
So, yeah, it's not impossible. But by the way, Armani Brooks,
he's a junior though. You know that,
right? Right. I'm just saying that he's got time. That's why I'm him, I'm waiting around. Armani Brooks not listed on this board. So I don't know. I'd go back and just see because.
Well, I mean,
what's the worst that can happen? You know,
right.
I mean, maybe you get hurt or something like that. But
I think he's just trying to find out where he stands and what he needs to work on and. Like I said, maybe he gets to the workouts and his stock goes way up.
It's possible.
And then he stays in the draft. And then maybe he finds out, no, I got a ways to go. I'll go back and play my senior year.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just wants to play overseas and make some money that way.
Maybe
the thing is, these guys have options, and whatever option is best for him, I hope he takes it. You know, selfishly, I'd love to see him come back because I think he's a big part of that team. But if he doesn't, then, you know, as long as it's what's best for him.
Yeah, I don't even care about if they're going to be good or not. I mean, I'm not an alum or anything like that. I'd like them to stay good because it's fun to have relevant basketball here. But just for his own sake, I don't think it's a great idea.
Yeah, well, we'll see how it plays out. I mean, I think he's got some things to work on, and he could use another year. But it may be that he goes there and somebody says, hey, we'll pay you a bunch to come to China. Work on your game there.
Yeah. I mean, that could happen.
And those guys wind up coming back. So
often they do. And it's just like we say about the coaches. It's what drives a guy, you know, like what's his motivation? And, you know, that if he just wants to play pro ball, he would have a chance to play pro ball. It might not be in the NBA, but he would have a chance to play pro ball. All right. I got to tell you guys about TGS Insurance. Listen, if you own your home, grab your phone right now, and I'm gonna tell you how to save some money. Without talking to an agent. That's a key thing. Who wants to talk to an agent? Nobody. Used to take hours to get a reliable home quote. Then someone came along, made it 15 minutes. You're really excited about TGS Insurance, aren't you, Fred? Good for you. TGS has built a new system that gives you a firm quote in just 15 seconds using nothing but your address. And you're probably going to save a bunch of money, too. Grab your phone. Text the word money to 232323. The system's going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. You'll get a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings, they are legit. The online rating is nearly perfect. The average customer from 2018 saved over $825 on their home insurance. And you don't even need to wait till your renewal's up because they're going to take care of that back end, the paperwork, the nonsense, the junk. Just free your mind and fatten your wallet. That's it. One more time. Text the word money to 232323. Get your home insurance quote and start saving big today with TGS Insurance.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back. ESPN 97.5 and Live Nation wants you to send you to see Who's Live Anyway. The cast members of the Emmy-nominated TV show Whose Line Is It Anyway present their improv tour, Who's Live Anyway, on May 2nd at Revention Music Center. The 90-minute show is filled with improvised comedy and songs based on audience suggestions. So at 6:50, we'll take caller 5. You'll win a pair of tickets to see the show. Make sure to head to livenation.com for more ticket info. So there you have it. All right, let's do Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, let's start with Kim Kardashian West. She's got big plans, Fred.
Yeah.
In the fall, Kanye West broke the news to Extra that his wife, Kim Kardashian West, was studying the law, saying, my wife is in law school now and it's extremely serious to us. Well, it turns out that wasn't totally true.
Okay.
Kim is not, in fact, going to law school. She's studying to become a lawyer without going to law school, which I think is going to go well.
Yeah, it usually does.
So what's happening is she's in her first year of a 4-year apprenticeship with a law firm in San Francisco. She'll be taking the California baby bar sometime this summer, and if she passes, she'll be permitted to continue with her apprenticeship.
She watched Suits, didn't she?
I think she did.
Yeah.
I think she's like, oh, well, my dad was her dad, of course, helped OJ get acquitted. So she's decided she's encouraged and she thinks that she can do this. So
yeah, and she has a memory just like the guy in Suits. She remembers everything.
Yeah, she's got it. So expect Kim Kardashian Esquire in the very near future.
Or don't.
We were talking yesterday about Space Jam 2.
Yeah.
Turns out it might not be as star-studded as Space Jam 1 because of shoe contracts.
Why are they even bothering with another one?
I don't know.
It's just dumb.
The Space Jam franchise was it was originally inspired by a Nike commercial called Hair Jordan. James is signed with Nike. A lot of the bigger stars in the NBA aren't with Nike.
James Harden.
James Harden is with Adidas. Steph Curry with Under Armour. Durant he's a Nike guy, but he's currently focused on his own Hollywood ventures, including an autobiographical Apple series called Swagger.
Can't wait to not watch that.
Giannis, Team Nike, declined a starring role in Space Jam 2. So Space Jam 2 is scheduled to be released in July of 2021. We know LeBron will be in it. We know that Black Panther director Ryan Coogler is working on it. But that's kind of all we know right now. So if you wear Nikes and play basketball, you may want to get in touch because you might have yourself a job. Speaking of remakes that maybe shouldn't have happened, were you a fan of Hellboy?
I liked it. I thought it could have been done better.
The original Hellboy?
Yeah.
So 2004 Hellboy got an 81% on Rotten Tomatoes. That was the one with Ron Perlman.
Yeah. No, I mean, I liked that.
I liked it.
I thought it could have been done better.
Hellboy 2 came out in 2008. Did you watch it?
Yes.
86% on Rotten Tomatoes. Care to guess what Hellboy 2019's pulling?
It's out.
It's out.
Probably not good.
When you say not good, were you thinking 11%?
Ooh. Honestly, I Rotten Tomatoes is kind of a joke to me, but 11%?
11%. That's hard to do.
Yeah, that's almost impossible.
11% is like blowing a 0.47 on the blood alcohol test. That's like, I mean, you're next level wrecked, if that's what you're, what you're rolling.
I didn't have any interest in seeing that one. I always thought that they were supposed to make a third one with Ron Perlman, and they never did, so...
And finally, check in on our girl, Lori Loughlin, the girl who paid to get her kids into college.
I like to call her Lori.
Lori. So apparently, Felicity Huffman, who was also involved in that, she pled guilty on Monday. I'm in full acceptance of my guilt, deep regret and shame over what I've done. I accept these responsibilities and the consequences. But Loughlin, they've not entered pleas, and apparently... they've resisted any agreements that would result in jail time. And now it's getting worse because now they've been hit with money laundering charges. Her and her husband.
Well, she thought the DA was bluffing.
Yeah, they're not bluffing. So they're now facing up to 20 years in prison each. They were offered the carrot and the stick. The carrot was this can all go away and you can serve your time and put it behind you. Remember, they were facing 20 years even before the latest charges. The stick was that the prosecution would and could pile on more serious charges, and apparently that's what's happened now. So, Loughlin allegedly gave $500,000 to have her daughters designated crew team recruits for USC, even though they'd never even rowed before. And,
You think they could afford a lawyer who could get them off of this?
They should hire Kim Kardashian.
Ah, there you go.
There you go. Problem solved.
Or Johnny Cochran. Oh, never mind.
And that is Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right, that's going to wrap it up. Tomorrow, come see us at Sam Houston Race Park.
Quarter horses.
As we'll be broadcasting live for the opening of Quarter Horse Meet.
I like myself a good quarter horse race, Fred.
I prefer the full horse myself.
The thoroughbreds.
1-1 as Mitch Marner knocks one in off a rebound.
Helped
for the,
me win
for
a
the
fantasy
Leafs.
Hockey championship or two.
All right, Aaron, solid job today. Hoffman, very, very good job today. I'll still give you an A+.
Thanks to Regis Prograe. Thanks to Tommy Davidson.
Thanks to us.
Thanks to Juggalo Trey.
Yeah. Till tomorrow, stay sports, you bitches.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.